USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the CDC says no one at the federal agency advised President Trump to play down the severity of the coronavirus threat. Dr. Robert Redfield also dismissed an anonymous sourced report that says the CDC has been politicized by the White House. Hurricane Sally is continuing its trek inland. According to the National Hurricane Center, maximum sustained winds are now at 80 miles an hour. Hurricane Sally is located about 15 miles west-northwest of Pensacola, Florida, and is moving to the north-northeast at 5 miles an hour. It came ashore this morning on the Alabama coast as a Category 2 storm. Ken Graham with the National Hurricane Center on what we can expect from this storm as it continues inland.
You really look at these rain bands, and it's just efficient rainfall. You could get tornadoes in these rain bands and torrential rainfall.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I love the product. It's making me feel young again. I'm 84 years old, and I feel 50. So I'll tell you, it is a wonder. And that's why I want to make sure that I always get it on time. I don't want to miss a dose.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Delta is expected to avoid any involuntary furloughs for flight attendants and ground workers. The Georgia-based airline is continuing to aggressively cut costs as it deals with low passenger numbers amid the coronavirus pandemic. Delta is extending a pay cut, though, for employees through the rest of the year. An advocate is back on Capitol Hill. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Activist comedian John Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As a hearing in the Senate continues with CDC Director Robert Redfield, one of the things being discussed is lockdowns and just how effective were the lockdowns that we had earlier this year. Well, one country that did not do a lockdown was Sweden. Sweden has a population of 10 million people and has recorded just under 6,000 COVID-19 deaths. Investigative reporter Alex Berenson says Sweden handled things the proper way.
Sweden's averaging about one death a day for the last couple of weeks. They have 10 million people. Cases have not spiked. Meanwhile, in the countries that locked down hard and early, like Spain, notably Spain and France especially, those countries now are averaging several thousand to, in some cases, more than 10,000 new positive tests a day, and deaths are starting to rise too. Spain actually had 12,000 positive tests, I believe it was last Friday, which is a per capita rate higher than the U.S. ever had during our worst day. And by the way, Spain, France, and Italy, but especially Spain, had terrible economic contractions in the first half of the year. Sweden's was much less severe.
Five Chinese citizens with alleged ties to Beijing's chief intelligence service have been charged with computer hacking crimes and are accused of attacking more than 100 companies in the United States and overseas. The Justice Department releasing that report today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.